Lack mindset is a powerful thing.
When it comes to having a lag mindset, we defend it a lot.
A lot.
Nah, this is how it is, you know, it's not gonna be enough or whatever it is. And it's like we justify it as if that makes it okay, but it's like, no, it doesn't. You don't have to have this mindset. If you choose to continue with it, then that's on you. And it's like, if you want to fight for it,
Then you can have it.
here you
But
go.
you don't, just know you
Signed,
don't have to have
sealed,
it.
delivered. I'm yours.
Get on my, get on my, get on my motherfucking
get on my
face.
Face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Hit action.
Hola. Welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray Area.
Yeah.
I am Shaquoia D.
Badman Breezington here.
It's your boy Damani.
And welcome to the Gray Area. If this is your first time here, this is a podcast where we like to break down the fabrics of life because not everything's always black and white.
Nah, sometimes it's gray.
Which in layman terms just means that, oh, we like to talk about regular life from a creative's perspective. So we talk about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love, it could be life, it could be music, it could be movies, it could be anything or nothing at all. We have great conversations and we love to bring you guys in on them. How are y'all feeling today? Oh, wait, before I ask y'all how y'all feeling, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend, hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload.
Boop.
And yeah, if you want to watch this podcast live and early, because we do record at least 1 to 2 months in advance, join our Patreon for the low price of $3 a month. You can get access to this podcast early, as well as other behind the scenes content, that we have for you guys. So yeah, how y'all feeling?
I'm good. I'm good. Great. Great. Amazing. Sensational.
All of the adjectives. And now I'm great as well. Swell.
Okay, you only got
doing,
two.
I'm doing swimmingly.
Yeah. Okay, you got three.
Phenomenal.
Oh.
Magnificent.
Opulent.
Oh, marvelous.
Decadent.
Oh, okay. That's ooh, different. Ooh, okay.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Dashing.
Okay.
Debonair.
Delightful.
Pleasant.
Perfect.
Oh, okay. We're getting good.
Peaceful.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I was entertained by that. Yeah, I'm doing good. I don't have as many adjectives as you guys have, but I'm doing really good. And it just kind of feels like we haven't potted in a while. I know we just did this, but
y'all also say that every week.
We do, but it really feels like it's been a long time. And you know, I'm just glad to be back on this couch with you guys.
We don't sit down and talk like we used to.
Maybe that's what it is. We don't be sitting down and talking all the time. So that's probably why I feel this way. But yeah, it does feel like it's been a long. Never mind. I'm not singing that song. That's a sad song.
It don't feel like that for me.
It don't feel like it's been a long time?
No.
Talk to y'all people every day.
I do talk to y'all every day, but it feels like it's been a while since we sat on this couch in front of these cameras and said, "Welcome to the Gray Area Podcast," you know?
Not for me.
That's also because you be editing the podcast and getting clips, so you be hearing it a lot.
You can have your job back if you like.
No thanks. I think everything has improved since you've taken over that duty. So keep up the great work, sir. What are we talking about, guys?
Today we are talking about the idea that if you fight for your limiting beliefs, you get to keep them. Really, if you fight for any beliefs, you get to keep them.
Elaborate.
How did I come upon this topic? Somebody said it. I took it from somebody. I can't remember exactly. I did. What you want me to do? I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. But yeah, just the idea that like any belief that you have that you decide that you want to fight for, you get to keep it. So like whether it's a good belief or a bad belief, it could be something as simple as everything works out for me, right? If you fight to keep that belief, you'll keep it. Or it'll be like nothing works out for me. And if you fight for that belief, you get to keep that one too. And we were having a conversation. I can't remember exactly what all of it was about, but I just remember just seeing examples of people who like they don't necessarily want to have a new belief. So they're like, they're literally, if you're not fighting for your new belief, you're fighting for the old one. And yeah, that's the premise of what I was getting at. You have thoughts?
I was just thinking, like, what if that was a game? Like if you fight for it, you could keep it. But like, it was a game of thoughts. But like, it was an actual game.
It's kind of sound like America.
I guess it is like America, but like, what if it was like a board game? No. A game show.
So you gonna have people fighting on your game show?
Netflix, hit me up. Got some ideas.
I think you need to get some more clarity with the
details.
Hit me up.
Fight for that idea.
God will have the answers later. Just hit me up. Hit me up. Give me the money. We'll figure out the details later.
It's blurry right now.
No, I think that that's interesting. Like an interesting perspective because I never, before we had that conversation, I had never, I guess, thought about it in that way. Because even a lot of times when you're trying to change your way of thinking, or if you're not, you're trying to hold on to your beliefs, a lot of times you're fighting for it in a way, either you're trying to combat other people's beliefs. I said beliefs. Ooh. Trying to combat other people's beliefs or trying to prove to people that, oh no, this is the way the way of thinking or the way that I think, or this is the right way or whatever. A lot of times you don't think of it as like you fighting for the belief. You think of it like, oh, well, I'm just trying to convince you that, you know, or not even necessarily convince, it depends on the situation, but it's like I'm trying to show the world that this is how it should be, or this is what the thought process should be, or I'm trying to prove to myself that, you know, life don't gotta be like this. Like, speaking from my own personal experience, like, if I'm trying to, like, prove to myself that life don't gotta be super rough, or I don't gotta get it out the mud, then I'm gonna fight to hold on to that belief because I might be going through some sort of turmoil or something, or I'm gonna just let it go and then I'm not gonna believe it because I'm gonna be convinced that it's not true or it didn't work, or I don't have the evidence to like back up the fact that this is my belief now, type of thing.
I feel like a lot of stuff that, like, we be trying to hold on to, a lot of beliefs that we be trying to hold on to and keep be going against the tide of our life.
Are.
Yeah. So, like, it's hard to grow and continue growing if you're still holding on to the same stuff. Like, and not letting it have the chance to expand or expound, grow, change, shift, whatever, evolve into something bigger or something more clear. Yeah, I feel like trying to hold on to old stuff, it only helps us so much.
But I think that's why it's like, if you fight for it, because if you keep fighting to hold on to it, then all right, you could just have it. Like, you're not gonna get to see whatever the next view is or the next moment is, because you fought for this moment because you wanted to stay in this moment. Or you wanted to keep this belief. So if you want to keep this belief, then go ahead and keep this belief. That's on you. I think that's like what it is. But I do agree, though. Like, you don't, if you're holding on to a lot of the old stuff, a lot of times you don't give yourself any room to grow because you're so set in your ways or set in your beliefs that it's like, nah, this is what I believe. Don't try to test me on nothing else. I know for a fact this is it, and I don't want to hear nothing else about it. And then you miss out on experiences, which also makes you miss out on growth.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a logical reason for why people do it, because there's comfort there, and it's like, this is familiar. Right? You get something out of it. It's not like you're not getting something out of the old belief outside of you know, getting the belief, but it's like you're getting something out of it, whether it's like it could be you changing your diet and you believing that this is the exact way that I have to do it for me to be healthy, And it's like, for you, all right, I get to keep this, I get to keep portions of my old habits. So it's like, that's comfortable for me. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you don't really know what's on the other side of like the new belief. So I get why people do it. But the more I was thinking about it, the more I was like, I guess anything that you actually, typically the stuff that you fight for, you usually get. Mm-hmm. So again, if you're going to like fight for the negative things or fight for the things that don't necessarily help you, you'll get it. Universe will be like, here you go. Right. You asked for a sign, sealed, and delivered.
Find yours.
Yeah. So I just think, yeah, it's a matter of like recognizing what you're... I think you also have to recognize like that you're fighting, when you're fighting for a negative belief versus...
a positive belief.
Or something that's just not helpful.
Yeah. I was going to say, because you could also fight, like even when you're going for like a positive belief or a positive change in your life or even growth, like that's a fight in itself as well. Like, because you have to fight your way through your old beliefs or your old habits or your old way of living. And I think the key is just literally to not give up on that fight. As hard as it might be, you just can't give up on the fight.
To what you said, I was just going to say about holding on to positive beliefs. With that, you have to know what to actually fight for and what not to fight for. Because even some positive beliefs, like you can fight for it all you want, but if you don't feel it or it's not the time for you to fight for this belief, then you're still fighting against what you're supposed to be doing or what you're meant to be doing in this whatever moment it is.
Wait, say that last part again.
If you're holding on to a positive belief that you're not in a space to hold, you're still fighting against your tide, your current, like your flow of things, like your flow of life, because this isn't for you in this time.
But I think that's why you have to fight for it, because sometimes when you're changing your perspective, you're not always immediately in the space to, I guess, receive what comes with whatever that perspective is. So I think that at that point, yes, you do have to know what to fight for and use your discernment, because you need to know what to use your energy on. But I think that's why it's important to fight, like continue to fight through, to make sure that you are, I don't know, you obtain it, like you can hold on to it in the future. Like they be saying, anything worth having is worth fighting for. So I do agree, though, you gotta know, like, you gotta know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. But
has to be more careful.
I forgot the rest of my thought.
One thought that I had was, it really reminds me of confirmation bias, right? Whatever you're looking for, you get a chance to see. So if you're looking for the negative, you'll get a chance to see it. Mm-hmm. And same thing with the positive, like if you're looking for it. So like in hearing that, when I first heard it, I was like, oh, that's, I didn't initially put the two together, but then I was like, oh wow, now this is really just, it's a matter of confirmation bias. And like, I don't know if we notice how often we're looking for things to confirm the things that we already believe. Like even if it isn't 100% true, like we kind of like morph it to fit the thing that we were, to fit our point. You'd be like, oh nah, it's like every time I go out, I lose money. And you'd be like, well, I mean, it's like, but you went outside yesterday, you didn't lose money. I did because I dropped the quarter. Like, it's like, what are we, like it didn't necessarily, you picked the quarter back up, you didn't lose money. But it's the same, I think it's the same thing, like we look for, so if you look for the negative, a lot of times you're gonna try and conform everything to fit around whatever the negative is. Same thing with the positive, I think it can work in your benefit. If you're like, everything always works out for me, you're gonna naturally try and find
a way for something to work out for you. Yeah, I agree.
And then I had a question as well. Mm-hmm. Is there any beliefs that y'all just found out that y'all are still fighting for, that y'all didn't want to fight for? Like for me, I'll say one of the ones that I didn't realize that I was still fighting for was the idea that I have to work very hard on everything in order for me to get a certain result. Just because naturally, I'm like, nah, I don't have to work super hard. And then I would say that, but I would be doing the complete opposite. I'm working very, very hard on certain things. And it's like, I don't have to work hard on this, but I didn't notice I was doing it until one of the days I was driving. And I'm like, why am I working this hard? I told myself I don't work hard for money. Why am I working this hard? Mm-hmm. So is there any one for y'all that y'all have noticed that y'all are like still fighting for?
One for me that I can just think of off the top of my head is that money does not equal stress. Some people just stress over money. So that one for me, I realized I'm still working on my relationship with money, but it's like for that, I've seen a lot of stressful situations surrounding or not surrounding money, but like maybe money was like the root of some stressful. It wasn't even the root of the stressful situations. It was the people, but it was money associated with it. Or I've seen a lot of people stress over money. That's what I'm trying to say. I've seen a lot of people stress when it comes to having money or not having money. And I realized that changing that, that's something that I have to like fight for, because it's what I've seen most of my life up close. Like I've seen,
it's for confirmation.
I've seen in the distance people who don't stress over money, but I've seen up close, people who stress over money almost all the time. So now I've been fighting through that belief. And that's like a rule that I wrote for myself, so that I can make sure I remember that money does not equal stress. But I had to realize, knowing what to fight for, I had to realize that that was even a belief in the first place. And then I was like, okay, I can try to work through that. So that's one thing that I'm still fighting for.
Mine, based off the question, how I perceived the question, it wasn't one that I'm actively fighting for. Well, I am actively fighting for, but one that I noticed that I have still been fighting for, that I don't want to fight for anymore, yeah, is that work can't equal fun, or fun can't, like, my work isn't supposed to be fun. Like, yeah, if I'm having fun with it, it got to be a hobby.
Right. Mm.
You can't really
make money
or live an amazing life with being happy. Like
happiness. What?
Like, what is that? But so now I'll be intentional about like, this is work. Mm-hmm. It's fun work.
But it's work.
I'm with my friends. We're just talking.
With my friends.
But yeah, this is work. Last night I was up till 2 doing work. I got up at 5:40.
I don't know how you were up till 2.
And doing work. I don't know how I was up either. I showered and then.
Oh, that must have woke you up.
I was up. I was having a concert when I was playing with Nova.
Oh yeah, we heard you. Yeah.
And then I went upstairs, still having a concert. Hopped in the shower, still a concert. But I was like, it's kind of late, so I'm not gonna sing. But the music gonna keep going. But yeah, I was just chilling, like work. Your work should be fun. Like, you should enjoy what you do. Mm-hmm. My new belief that I'm fighting for is that...
It's not you.
I'm trying to get the wording. But it's basically around the fact that I enjoy the work that I do.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
And get paid well for
I get paid well for enjoying the work that I do.
Yeah, getting paid for the enjoyment. That would be great. That is great.
That is great.
Yeah, I was going to say, better claim it.
That is great.
Check your verbiage.
Right, gotta correct that quick.
I be thinking about that all the time. When I be thinking, I might be driving, I might think something, and then Damani just... check your verbiage. check your verbiage, King. I'm like, wait, pardon me. I was out myself. Sorry to cut your wisdom.
Dang. Are there any thoughts that y'all had to fight to, well, I guess we kind of just answered that. Never mind. I was going to say fight to, like, push away. Completely push away.
One of mine was that I'm not good enough. Everything.
That was one of mine,
That was
too.
A big one. I had to, like, choke it like a dog. You get choked. Oh, hold on. Whoa. I'm going to cut that out. But he was like, you grab a dog and you choke it.
Who
That's
said
what
that?
I was trying to say from Friday.
I was like, what is he talking
about? Where is
this
going?
Choke it.
I'm like.
Hold on. We don't do that around here. No animals were harmed in this video.
None at all.
Not at all.
Bark for confirmation.
Oh, man. What was one for you?
What was the question one more time?
What is one belief that you had to like completely fight to like just get away? Not that you were fighting to change the belief, but fighting to just like, I gotta detach myself from this thing completely.
That's a good question. It might have been a similar thing that like the I'm not good enough one, but I don't know. I gotta get at some more thought. I don't really remember off the top of my head. I mean, there were some other thoughts that what have I been fighting? These ain't even my demons. I don't even know what I've been fighting against. What have I been fighting?
I was about to say, I got another one. Mine was like the lack mindset, like in everything. So me feeling like or thinking I wasn't good enough and having a lack mindset regarding everything.
You know what's interesting about the lack mindset? Go ahead.
I know what I was going to say. Mine was going to be that there's already enough of the thing that I do, so the world doesn't need any more of what I do. Mm. Mm. So, like, that was something that,
that's
like...
heavy.
But, yeah, it's just because, like, I think with certain things we do, we're like, oh, no, there's already somebody that's doing this, or there's already somebody, like, there's enough, we already have enough bakers, we already have enough whatever. So it's like, the world doesn't need another one of those. And for me, it was like, nah, I mean, if this is the thing that you do, and you do it well, and you enjoy doing it, it's like, nah, you do it. Like, there's an endless amount, especially if it's your purpose and whatever, it's like, there's no limit on purpose. There's no limit on one. There's also no limit on happiness. Like, there's not a cap. There's not like a up. You ain't make it on the list. This is the happy list. You didn't. We only had 100 people that can make it in. You didn't make it. I'm sorry. Like, it's not a list. But that's how we be acting. Like, we be acting like, all right, there's not enough. And I guess it still goes back to the whole like they're not being enough. But like, there's not enough of the good things for everybody to have it.
Scarcity.
Yeah. I was just gonna say to that, and then here you go. Do you remember what you were gonna say?
Uh-huh.
You sure?
Yeah, yep.
Or I was gonna say to that, it's also a thing of like once you start doing something or say you wanna do something, it's like when you get a new car and now everybody got the car.
Mm-hmm.
And we be feeling like we have to be the only people to do this one thing. Like it's not 7 billion, I think it might be 13 billion people in the world.
I think it's like trillions of people.
Excuse me?
No.
We last time I had checked, we were still at around like the 7 billion mark.
Oh.
It might be 7. 7.1 yeah. or I see 13.1.
Yeah, I was like, that's a huge jump.
It is.
And then she said trillion. That's even a...
We in trillion dollars of debt.
Yeah, oh,
yeah.
Wow.
That's a trillion.
My bad,
a
y'all.
A trillion people. I don't even know if the world can hold
money,
a trillion.
So that's what I was thinking about. How many people... Yes. Oh, it's 7.888 billion. Oh, that's 2021. But 888 though. Shout out to 888s. Mm-hmm. Were you done with your thoughts?
Yeah, that's all I was gonna say.
I was just gonna say, hold on. After I figured out how many people are in the world, it's 8,019,876,189 people.
Wow, you're good. I wouldn't have been able to read that number.
That was as of January 1st of 2024.
I would say 8923.
Like he was reading out a phone number. 89234567.
So
21.
The world actually increased by 0.95% the world population since New Year's Day 2023.
Don't forget your point. That never made sense to me. Like, cause they. So I mean, it makes sense, but. Have y'all ever seen the Google, like, the counter where it's, like, every... Because they say every 30 seconds somebody's born. Mm-hmm. Every second somebody leaves. Mm-hmm. How do we keep increasing the number if we lose more people than we gain for every 30 seconds? Like, it just... The
they
number,
said every second somebody leaves?
I thought it was, like, every second.
Some people be having triplets and...
Oh, that is true. How many...
But, all right, like, if you have triplets... It took you 30 seconds. Like, there's a 30-second gap. This is a complete side note again, but I just my brain was like, I don't understand the math of this. This doesn't...
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's approximately 4.3 births per second.
Oh, never mind. I was wrong. that's a way smaller window. Never mind.
That was 2021, though.
Popping them things out.
That was 2021, but yeah. So it's
baby's
multiple.
Flying out
so
like hotcakes.
You got a 4 second
window. And that's a little bit more reasonable.
So one person leave.
Yeah.
Bah, bah, bah.
It's like, all right, cool.
Okay, so what I was gonna say was the interesting thing, and then I'll also say what my one of my beliefs was that I had to really fight off was, okay, so the interesting thing about lack mindset is that a lot of people talk about lack mindset and nobody actually, not nobody, a lot, most times people don't explain what that is or even what it looks like. So then once you start experiencing it or realize like, oh, I have a lack mindset, like it, I think it's hard to recognize it in yourself initially because I don't even know what it is. I just keep hearing these people online say it.
Yeah, and then it'd be feeling normal.
Yeah.
You're like, you don't just wake up one day like, oh, I think I'm going to go pick up lack mindset from the
grocery store.
Yeah. I'm going to get my milk, my bread, my lack mindset, throw it in the cart. Yeah, you know.
How much is it?
Yeah.
$365.
It's on sale. It's on sale.
It is. It's for free.
You know what I'm saying?
It's an add-on. You buy two, get one free.
Goodness.
But yeah, I think that, so then it makes, I feel like for that, to fight out of that, like a lack mindset, sometimes it's literally, it's a harder fight because you have to first fight to even recognize it. Because most times if you have a lack mindset, the people around you also have a lack mindset.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Yeah, so like you said, it just feels like this is the norm. This is normal. This is how I'm assuming everybody else thinks. And then you start going out into the world and you like, oh,
you ain't check your bank account before you went into
the
store.
You didn't check your bank account.
Is everything
like,
okay?
You didn't even look at the price tag. Like, oh, you didn't set a budget for this little trip here.
Oh, you have a budget?
Like, that too.
Could that
be the thing? You got a budget?
Budgeting is a different level. I still got to get there. I started.
I like budgeting actually now.
Me too, but
it's
a task.
I be doing mental budgets. I have a number that I know I'm not. In my head, this is how I'd be like, if I go here and certain, and I go over this amount, I'm like, what was I must have went down the wrong aisle. I must have came here when I was hungry. I knew I should have ate something before I left.
That's
the house.
Why you're supposed to budget before you leave. I need to do better with budgeting, but also, I like budgeting though. But just like being able to recognize first that you even have a lack mindset, I feel like is a huge part of that fight of fighting off the lack mindset and using your discernment in that. And it's I just find it interesting because everybody be like, oh, you don't want to have a lack mindset, don't have a lack mindset, don't have a lack mindset. And then it's like, how do I even know if I have a lack mindset? Somebody should make a quiz.
For me, a lack mindset is feeling basically inadequate, like I don't have enough of whatever it is. So it's like, either I don't have enough to enjoy the life that I want to live. I don't have enough to do this. Maybe I might not be enough for this, maybe relationship, these people, this group of people. I might not be good enough. It's like just lacking in something, in some area.
The idea that you're constantly lacking in something.
Yeah, the idea of
lacking in whatever area.
Yeah, and that's why I said the one that I was thinking for me was because it's the same. It's in the same ballpark because it's like, oh, they don't need my take, my version of it because they already have a million mm-hmm. of it, right? So like, either we have too much or something, or we don't have enough. And I think we a lot of times we're thinking in extremes like that. And plus, I think it's really funny because on the one hand, right, scarcity is cool when it comes to
exclusivity.
Yeah, exclusivity, because we like to make it seem like this is a, are you hating from outside the club? You can't even get in, like yeah. that kind of thing. Like where we make it cool in that aspect, but like in other aspects, is you have to recognize like, no, there's enough. There's enough of things. There's enough of everything. You are enough for whatever it is, and it's just like this weird kind of duality because on the one hand, we enjoy it. Because when it benefits us, it really does benefit us. And then on the other hand, we don't realize that it's also like stopping us from enjoying life or mm-hmm. doing things fully. Because you thinking like, all right, I'm not enough. So like, maybe I'm doing certain things because I don't feel like I'm enough. So mm-hmm.
yeah. And then you look back and be like, I could have been doing this, this, and this. I could have been like, life didn't have like, didn't you say that?
Life don't gotta be like this. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
yeah. Life really didn't have to be like what it was, but
hey. I thought it did.
And now I still think it mm-hmm. do. Right. Everything, mm-hmm. everything, nothing changed.
Right.
And then another thing I was going to say about the lack mindset, you was talking about your environment. People around you probably got a lack mindset as well. I was going to say, it for me, I had to get out of the environment. Mm-hmm. So that's why I be saying the time that I was alone, that might have been the best time of my life.
Like, yeah, I feel like
this still is the best time of my life, and I had to like get a routine. Like that's why now my body between 5 and 6, mm-hmm. 6 at the latest, I'ma get up and just be like, I'll be like, I mean, I'm up. Like now it's normal to be up before mm-hmm. the sun is up again.
Yeah, I think getting out of the environment is important, or at least having somebody else who is working toward, I guess, leaving that mindset behind with you, like having a partner to help you with that. Because, I mean, you know, lack mindset is a powerful thing.
Yeah. And I was going to say, going back to, like, even when it comes to having a lag mindset, we defend it a lot.
A lot.
We will justify it for a million different things. Like, nah, I'm trying to be conservative. I'm trying to blah, blah, or I'm trying to, nah, this is how it is. You know, it's not going to be enough or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we justify it as if that makes it okay. But it's like, no, it doesn't, you don't have to have this mindset. If you choose to continue with it, then that's on you. And it's like, if you want to fight for it,
then you can have it.
Here you go.
But you don't, just know, sign, you don't have to have
sealed,
it.
Sealed, delivered.
I'm yours.
To your front door.
This is like kind of changing the subject, but one of the beliefs that I had to fight to really push away was the belief that I wasn't allowed to ask God why.
Yep.
I grew up in the church. Mm-hmm. My grandfather, a pastor. My great-grandfather was a pastor. They wasn't pastors. They was pastors. Reverends.
Men of the cloth.
Right. They was, I don't got another word. They wasn't bishops, but anyways. I didn't realize that I could ask God why until I got to college. And honestly, I thought I was going to be struck down with lightning.
Smite me, almighty smiter.
Oh my God.
Wrong. Tell you.
Damani asked me a question. And he it was about tarot card readings. And he was like, well, why is it so bad? I don't know. Like, they said it's witchcraft. Like, that's what I was told. Like, why, don't ask me. Ask my mom.
Yeah, and we... And we're in college, and I've said this story before. We're in college. We going around. We asking each other questions. I was like, if you guys could ask God a question, what would you ask? They saying what they would say. And they asked me, and I'm like, I don't know. I might just ask why. And then the look at...
I was like, what did I
do something wrong? Why? I said something wrong. I'm like, I'm about to get struck by lightning right now.
I thought so because I backed up. I actually physically backed up because I was like, nah, I ain't getting struck down with you.
Said, oops.
I got a lot of life left to live. It was him.
Don't strike me. No,
like, I just met the guy.
He don't even like mac and cheese. I'm confused. I'm like, this rules the guy? God got rules? I just didn't know God had rules like that. Like I mean I heard the commandments and stuff, but I never heard that. Like that wasn't in the can you point it to me? What page? What subsection?
That was one of the commandments that got
I was about
smashed.
To say the Council of Nicaea was like, we not putting
that. Yeah, they didn't think
I'm like, can I get a reference point? Can I get where the little asterisk in the good book says where I'm not supposed to ask why? I'm like, okay, every other question is on the table, but why? You in dangerous waters, and I'm like, I had no idea. And then as I got older, I realized like how
powerful
asking why is for things, because like when you ask why, one you're forced to think about it, and it forces you to find some level of understanding. For whatever it is that you're doing.
Yeah, so, and the why never stops.
So, it never, yeah.
So I feel like they say don't ask why for the fear of finding out the reason.
Mm-hmm. Or I think it was also a thing of, because, I mean, slavery and stuff. You want to tell your slaves, don't ask why, because then that's another fear tactic. Right. You can't get closer to God. Well, you can, but like... it's going to be a lot harder for you to build this relationship if you're scared to ask God questions. So,
especially why.
Yeah.
Like, why God do this?
And I mean, if we can't ask our parents why.
Definitely
be like,
can't ask God.
Right. Like, I'd be like, why would I ask him? What do you mean? Why can't we ask God why? Because we can't ask God why. Ask your parents why we can't ask God why. Yeah, so I had to kind of...
I was just confused.
Yeah, get rid of that belief. But he didn't get struck down by lightning, so that was the first thing. I was like,
I'm still here, okay. Thank God.
All right. God. And then
giving
also...
his gift to the world.
Our friend passed away that same year. And, like, when I was crying, like, I was mad. And I was asking God why. And I was not met with any type of... lightning strikes or injury.
Rash.
Wrath. Rash. Not rash.
I was about to say
I didn't get met with a rash either.
Whoa. God's wrath, not God's rash. That's crazy. God's rash is crazy. Woo. That must have been where they was talking about during the plague with Moses. Maybe that's what they was talking about.
The flying locust.
There, we ain't talking about God's rash.
Leprosy.
Oh, okay.
Anyways.
Well, leprosy has spots.
I think so, but I'm not 100% sure.
We are not informed on this topic.
What happened with the locusts?
They came. They was big old grasshoppers flying.
So why would y'all think of that with the rash?
Because it was three different things that happened.
People
with
was breaking out in sicknesses.
Oh, right. And the firstborn died and stuff.
I'm just going off of what I saw in the movie. That's it.
You need to open up your good book.
That's why I thought he was going to get struck down.
Who was talking about? God, who was talking about God's rash?
Yeah. But once when our friend passed away, like I was upset, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna ask God why, because this don't make no sense. Mm-hmm. So I was crying, and I was like, why? That's how I sounded. And you know, nothing happened. So I was like, oh. Maybe I can ask some more questions. I have a lot of questions that I've been holding in because I was told I wasn't allowed to ask you anything. So, from there.
Damani was treating God like Chauncey. You was
crazy.
He wasn't talking to God.
It was wild though, cause like I would talk to God all the time.
Just not ask me like, you know, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah, I would ask like, what do you want me to do? Type of questions, but I wouldn't ask like, it, like why, like, and I had like, why this, why that, or is this even a real thing? It's a lot of. I guess my beliefs now are very different from what they were back in the day. So, but as that has happened, my relationship with God has grown because my beliefs are now different. So I ask God why all the time. Now, yeah. It's just how it is.
It be cracking me up because it's God made everything. Mm-hmm. God did all of this stuff, and God be like, it just saying that we can't ask God why. God be like, you can ask me anything you want. Why? Don't piss me off. Don't piss me off and ask me why. Give you a rash. It's like what? Like God can handle your why. Like God can handle your questions. That's just how I've always.
I ain't know that.
Yeah, I just was.
Well, it's like, it's not that I thought he couldn't handle it. I thought that I was going to get in trouble. Because when I asked my parents why.
Because I said so.
So why are we going, I'm going to play this game with God? Because my parents still not answering me and I'm 20.
He brought all of us into this
world. Right. He might take all of us out just because I said why.
Oh, you want to ask why? Your whole lineage.
Your whole lineage gets a rash.
That's crazy.
It's a ration.
That's funny. But anyways, yeah, that's something that I really had to like. That's one of the biggest beliefs that I had to fight through. And for that one, it took something big happening in order for me to like really start fighting for it and figuring that out. But it was worth it.
It always is. Mm-hmm. Yep. But if you choose to fight for it, you have to stick with it long enough to see the fruits of your labor. Mm-hmm. Because that's a job in itself, fighting for what you believe in. And then a lot of times, the things that we believe in looks completely different than the group. Mm-hmm. So, like, you looked at as crazy until everything validates what you've been believing.
Once them pieces of them puzzles come together, they be like, "Oh, this what you was doing that whole time."
I know you could do it.
I get it now. I didn't get it back then. I was always rooting for you.
Yeah, but again, I think it's still confirmation bias. It's like those episodes that like shows where it's like I can't think of one right now, but like where let's say the main character, somebody thinks the main character is out there smoking cigarettes. And he'd be like, "See, I swore I saw him smoking cigarettes." And it's like he was smoke. It was the little candy straw. But it's like I saw him. I swear. And it's like everything. Every time you see them, you're like, "See, he got a little box. I see the box. I see those are Newports." And it's like, no, that's actually it's a coloring box. Like,
that's a box of nerds.
Yeah, it's a box of nerds. So it's like everything.
Tic Tacs.
Everything confirms it. So it's like when you're looking for it, you end up finding it. Mm-hmm. And like when you're doing this stuff for yourself. If other people don't believe in what you believe in, they're gonna, or if they think that you're wrong, they're gonna find things that prove that you're wrong to them. Mm-hmm. And so, just being okay with like, just doing what feels right for you, even if other people don't necessarily believe it, because eventually you'll find whatever it is that you believe in if you look for it. I forget where I was going with that, but yeah, that's all I had.
I got one more thing. Mm-hmm. Trying to prove people wrong. You had said you were talking about proving people wrong. That's one thing I had to. Another thing that I had to fight through. I've been fighting. All my life I had to fight.
Y'all acting like y'all never seen the movie. Did you see the
Power Purple? I did. I thought I did. I'm pretty sure I did.
You seen the whole thing?
I don't know if I see the whole thing.
Because when you get the DVD, you got to flip the DVD over.
Yeah, really? I don't.
Yes.
You got to flip. It's a two-part?
It's a two-part DVD.
It's like Scarface.
I might not even see it.
Yo, that was crazy. But this is, again, a side note. When I was younger, I'm dating myself. But my well, my brother was watching Scarface, and he was watching it with one of my cousins, and so he put the movie on. I'm like, "Are we good?" And then he stopped, take that movie out, and put another one in, and I'm like, "Would you? Why we? It's two cassettes. It's two discs." And I think it might have been like three. That movie was like 3 hours. But I didn't know you had to do that with The Color Purple. Flip the disc.
My mom had bought the DVD. I feel like, I don't think we had the VHS back in the day, but once it came out on DVD, my mom bought it. And that's a two-sided DVD.
Yeah, I don't think I finished
it. Nah, I think I've just seen the
first the TV. Half. You probably seen it on TV, though.
Yeah. I definitely didn't
catch the beast.
We're gonna watch The Color Purple, both sides, and we're gonna watch the new Color Purple, and then we're gonna watch Roots, the original Roots. We're gonna watch the newer series. We're gonna watch the old Roots, all the cassettes. I mean, all the VHS, because you know we still got the VHS. Still got that VHS back at the house.
This is another side note. Man, well, my younger cousins, when they were like a lot younger, my dad was like, "Oh, I'm about to give them some of these movies that we have in the garage. They've been forever." And then I looked at it and I was like, "You know they don't have a VHS player, right?" He like, "Ah." I'm like, "There's no way for them to watch this. They have nothing. There is nothing for them to watch this on."
Tell them look at the cover and just use their imagination.
That's wild. It's like a punishment. It's like you just holding the Color Purple. And it's like, the Color Purple.
Right. They look like a nice character. Meanwhile, they're the villain the whole time.
But back to the topic. Yeah, I feel like there are several beliefs that I had to fight through. I think a lot of them are were religion-based. A lot of them were personal.
Yeah, I know another one that's been trying to fight me. I'm fighting back, but the fear of missing out was a big thing. Like me actually feeling like I'm missing out if I'm not doing certain things, and that was a big thing for me. And it wasn't until. This was like last week. I'm having a conversation, and God like, "Yo, you think your story isn't important enough for you to focus on your story?" And I was like, "You know what? That's a
valid."
I was like, "Okay, cool. If this was a movie, my movie has enough in it to capture my attention to fulfill me. Like I don't have to.
You don't gotta be worried. Yeah, about
look
other
at everybody
people.
Else is going on. Everybody else is they in their own movie." Mm-hmm. They in a whole different, they in their own, they might be in their villain arc, they might be in whatever arc they in, they training arc. You in your the arc that you're supposed to be in at this moment. She in her hungry arc, need some nourishment arc.
I've been here for a while. But, so when I was making my self-care checklist for my vlogs, my 30 days of self-care, there was something on there that I added to the list when I was going through the different articles. It was called JOMO. It was the joy of missing out. So, like, experience the joy of missing out. And I thought that was so interesting because a lot of times FOMO is such a real thing. Like, we talk all the time about, like, I don't want to miss out on this or you want to be there. Or even, like, when you're creating events or something like that, when we talked about exclusivity before, it's like, the appeal of something that is exclusive is that you don't want to miss out on this thing. But what I found interesting with, like, the JOMO, the joy of missing out, is just like, oh, accepting the fact that I don't have to be a part of this thing. Because like you were saying, I can focus on my own story. My own story is powerful enough, is strong enough for me to focus on, for me to be present in. I don't need to be a part of every single thing that happens. And then I can also enjoy my time while I'm not out there doing whatever with whoever.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say that made me think of, literally being like, I have better things to do. Mm-hmm. Like, in this moment, like, if it comes down to my life versus,
what everybody else is doing, I feel like my life should be more important. Mm-hmm. So, like, if I can't make it because I have stuff that I'm doing for my life, better my situation, whatever, I have more important things to do than whatever. A lot of other things.
Yeah. I will say that that's sometimes difficult, just because even though, you're, like, you might think of it now, like, I got better things to do. When you're in the moment and all of the other people that you typically hang out with or whatever, they're doing this thing and they don't understand that you're building something, sometimes they'd be like, dang, am I too focused on this one thing? Like, should I be? Mm-hmm. Like, I know in college, I was like, dang, should I be out partying? Should I party more? Mm-hmm. Am I missing out? But also, I don't want to be drunk right now. I would rather be in the studio. So, like, yeah, I feel like it'd be a hard thing, but that's definitely something to fight through.
I mean, I'm telling, and it could be small stuff. Like, even when, if y'all out making money, and I'm like, dang, maybe I should go out. Perfectly, you'll be out making some money, and I'll be like, dang, should I stay out a little bit longer? I mean, maybe I should get a little bit more money. And it's like, well, actually, you have 10 things you have to do for yourself that you didn't even start yet. And so, like, everybody, and we talked about this a little bit, but like you don't know what people have to go through to get whatever their gift is, whatever it is. In the same way, like, you don't know what the other person is, like, going through in order to get to that space or in order for them to want to do the thing that they're doing. So it's like, they may want to go out and party because they never got a chance to party. And mm-hmm. this is, like, a huge thing. Or maybe they need to decompress or whatever it is they need to do for them. That doesn't necessarily mean that you have to do it just because they're doing it. Mm-hmm. A lot of the stuff, at least in America, we make everything a competition and everything is comparison-based. But, like, if you literally just focus on your story is interesting enough for you to focus on it. And, like, and I think after that, like, people are going to end up in your story. So it's like, when people are there, you just pay attention to why they're there. Mm-hmm. It's like, I think you end up not experiencing FOMO as much when you're focused on the thing that you're doing. And then with people that are also doing the thing that you're doing. So any parts of it that are connected to the thing that you're doing, I think you end up enjoying all of it more. You don't feel like you're missing out. Because when you're just doing the thing, you're not thinking about anything else besides the thing. You don't really have time to think about, like, hey, am I missing out? Should I be out here partying? Should I hit the club? Like, nah, I mean, I didn't even know what time it was. This is club hours. Maybe people are club. I just didn't finish the thing that I was doing, so.
Right. Yep. Facts.
I was going to say, it's also good to have balance. That helps as well.
That too.
And, like, environment and community, like you was just saying. So if you got people doing what you're doing, it's easier to not feel like you're missing out. And mm-hmm. it's also good to have people who not doing what you're doing. So if you want to do something else mm-hmm. or just a mental break, you have that option as well.
Yeah.
I'm learning that. Mm-hmm. I'll be a better friend.
Or me too. Working on it.
Loading.
But I think that it's regardless of what you're fighting for, whether it's your negative beliefs or your positive beliefs, I think that it's just important to know that you're fighting for something.
Yeah, you're always fighting for. I think Bruce Lee might have said that. It was something along the lines of, like, if you're not choosing against it, you're choosing for it, or something like that. If you're not fighting for it, you're fighting against it. Something along the lines, something way more poetic than what I just said. But, yeah, continue. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you.
Oh, no, you're fine. Okay. I was just going to say, just knowing that you are fighting for something is important. I think what you're fighting for, of course, you'll have to determine that later and use your discernment to figure that out. But I feel like you recognizing that at the end of the day, either you're fighting for, it might be lack mindset, or it might be an abundance mindset, or you might be fighting for being able to ask God questions, or you fighting to not get struck by lightning by not asking him questions. It's still you fighting for something, and it's like, I think there's something powerful in that, because when we talk about having a reason for living or like a reason to keep going, sometimes people just need to know that there's something that, that they're still fighting for.
Right.
So. And whether we agree or not, it doesn't matter. But do you guys have any final thoughts on if you fight for it, you could keep it? Or negative beliefs, positive beliefs, the power of beliefs, life, love, liberty, the pursuit of happiness?
I don't. I just want to tell the people, stay blessed, stay black. And it's wild to be, like, to get, like, even the thought of being struck by lightning. That's a wild thought, but y'all can go ahead. I don't want to expound on that.
I had a teacher who got struck by lightning, but we're going.
For real?
Yeah.
Who, child?
I'll tell y'all about that off air. Next time on the Gray Area Podcast.
Thank you guys for joining us. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. And also, if you want to catch this podcast live and early, as well as other content that we have for you guys, definitely subscribe to our Patreon for the low price of $3 a month. You'll get access to all those things. But we greatly appreciate.
She said graciously.
That's what was coming out.
That's all I was saying. I was like, okay.
We greatly appreciate those of you who have already joined the good people of the Gray Area. We love you guys, and we will see you guys next week.
Bye. Adios.
Stay blessed.
Stay black, people.
The man was buffering.
You said what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, give me one another jam.
Get on my face. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.